I'm Adam Eccleston. You're listening to The Winter Wonderland on iCanRadio.org. So Kwanzaa is very special to me because I celebrated all through my childhood into my teens and also my adulthood up until right now, actually. For me as a kid, celebrating Kwanzaa was extremely important because it instilled in me values. Values about family, values about responsibility, values about purpose. And those type of values transcend throughout my life. So for me, Kwanzaa is extremely important. When I was in my early 20s, I celebrated with some friends. And that was the first time I've celebrated with people outside of my family. And I had my white friends, I had my Asian friends, I had my Hispanic friends, and I even had my black friends. All of us together celebrating Kwanzaa. I've celebrated Kwanzaa every year with my friends. We have a kanara that actually my grandfather made. He is a jeweler, and he makes all type of beautiful jewelry from earrings and bracelets and necklaces, and he also makes kanaras. These beautifully crafted wooden kanaras. And he gave one to me many years ago, and I still have it. It's still in perfect condition. So I use that starting the 26th of December. Idoye is a West African lullaby. It comes from Benin, and it means, what am I going to give you? So it's the mother talking to her child. What am I going to give you? I have nothing to give you. I am going to pray for you. Your life will be happy till eternity. This was written for children's choir, and I heard it recently and fell in love with it. So I wanted to do a little arrangement for flute and piano.
Thank you. Never heard this piece before, and it was so beautiful, definitely soothing and something that you can cherish throughout the years, just like this next piece, O Holy Night.
O Holy Night is a classic. It's one of my absolute favorites. I remember singing it in the school choir at, I think, around 7 or 8 years old, and I just love it. It gives me the chills every time I play it. Played Christmas tunes as a professional, so this is quite special. When I was asked to do this, I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. So A Joyous Christmas, also known as A Christmas Overture, has some of my favorite Christmas tunes from when I was a young boy, even now as an adult, such as Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and a couple others. I just hope you enjoy this piece, as I've been playing this one for a little while now, and it's arranged by Bill Holcomb, who is an American flute player, and he wrote a couple of these books, so I'm just happy to be able to play them for you. You're listening to The Winter Wonderland on iCanRadio.org.
I like the day of Kwanzaa called Kaumba because it means creativity, and I really like creating things.
My family celebrates Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah.